Thanks so much for joining me. In last week's Soper Sun, you wrote a story called Utility Workers and Services Make Life at Home Possible. First of all, what's the plan for Carbondale's ditches? People want to know.
Absolutely. I know that's a hot topic. Well, people have probably seen ditch workers out there cleaning things up. And when I last spoke to Public Works Director Kevin Shoresman, things were all go to hopefully still open mid-April, April 15th. They may have to put that off a little, but they're hoping to get that running as soon as they can, because more ditch water access means less pressure on regular water systems that we are cleaning for drinking water as well.
Yeah, and for people who don't know this, I think probably most KDNK listeners do, but part of the beauty of the ditch system is you don't have to treat all of the water that gets used in yards or washing cars or those kind of things, because the ditch water is basically just from the river and then goes back to the river at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. So more, it'll just save resources for our good drinking water that, of course, we're all staying at home slurping up right now.
You said you spoke to Public Works Director Kevin Shoresman. What are some of the other things you learned from Kevin that you didn't know before embarking on this story? There must have been stuff that, you've never been down in the utility ditches yourself, right? I mean, other than maybe an occasional summer dip. I don't know.
that's about right. I hadn't really. And actually, that fact alone just really... I'm relatively new to the West, so even ditches and sort of lack of water access is still a new concept for me. So it's great that we can utilize ditch water for all residents in town have some amount of access to it. And so the fact that we can use that to take pressure off the system is great. And we definitely don't need cleaned water for our gardens, and ditch water is perfectly good for growing healthy veggies and washing the car and all other activities like that.
What are some of the other things that, back to my question, that the Public Works Department handles besides the ditches? Anything else that was kind of keeping them busy this time of year?
So they're in charge of drinking water, also wastewater, and like street cleaning and sort of quality of streets. Of course, we're not out using the streets so much right now, so less of that action. But making sure all water systems are going as they should. And Kevin assured me that people staying at home and sort of shifting away from businesses doesn't really affect the way wastewater and drinking water is used in town. It's pretty much set up for that.
Well, you also spoke to some other really interesting people, including Alyssa Rindell, the rock star owner of Evergreen Zero Waste, who not only handles compost for KDNK, oh, and many other local businesses, but also was named Recycler of the Year for 2019 in Colorado. What's going on with those guys?
Yeah, she was awesome to talk to. I actually caught her out on the road while she was doing pickups for her compost a couple Tuesdays ago. One of their big changes, they're kind of not sure about this coming year, is they do handle a lot of events. They take care of a lot of compost at big events up and down the valley. Of course, many of those will be canceled, and so there'll be less of a presence out there. But at home and in businesses, pickups are as usual. She wants to make sure, of course, that we're being more hygienic than usual, both people who are putting containers out in the street for workers to pick up and the workers themselves who are well supplied with personal
protective equipment.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, PPE. I knew what you meant. And so you mentioned events. One of the big events that kind of kicks off the season in Soper's Park is Dandelion Day, which was scheduled for Mother's Day weekend. KDNK traditionally been the beer and wine tent for that event the last couple of years. And sadly, I was in touch with the town this week, and I think they're making the right decision. But whatever we think about it aside, it doesn't look like Dandelion Day will be getting a reschedule for Memorial Day weekend, which we thought might be a possibility. Mm-hmm. So it's unclear if Dandelion Day will happen at all. Back to the subject of Evergreen Zero Waste, it's not clear right now that there will be any permitted events, public events in Carbondale between now and June 1st. Right now, the stay-at-home order and other things really looking, and we just talked to John Starr about the school district, we're looking at April 30th. But looking ahead into May, it's not looking good right now in terms of those public events. So certainly a thing that will impact organizations like KDNK and others who do this as a form of fundraising, but also for an essential business like Evergreen Zero Waste. That's going to mean not as much business for them in the event season. You also spoke to our friends at Holy Cross Energy. Anything to report from over at the energy side of things?
Yeah, I was actually surprised to learn that, generally speaking, energy is down from previous weeks, which is pretty much entirely due to the ski industry being shut down up valley from us, and in Glenwood Springs. And the kind of peak electric use is changing a little bit as people's daily routines are shifting. But generally speaking, same thing that Kevin Schwartzman said, they're kind of set up for this. Holy Cross, everywhere they get their energy from, their suppliers, you know, the sun is not going to stop shining. They get lots of solar energy that they pass on to us, thankfully. So we're pretty much all set there as well.
And lastly, you also checked in on what's going on with Comcast. I know, of course, Cedar Networks, the internet provider here at KD&K, and have fiber to many homes and businesses in Carbondale. But it's not like their deployment has reached the scope of what CenturyLink and Comcast do. I myself have Comcast in my place. It's the only option that I can get where I live. And it seems like so far the network has withstood the idea that a lot more people are doing what my wife normally does, which is work from home. But you know, we've struggled over the years with Netflix sort of glitching or thing, you know, minor inconveniences, but it seems like so far they've been able to handle the majority of the traffic that people need to do their jobs. What's your take on what else they have on the docket right now?
Yeah, well, I think internet's kind of an interesting one to look at because there's sort of discussions about there whether it's a, you know, a right or a privilege to have access to internet. And these times when we can't leave our home, you know, it's sort of a psychological safety net in the ways that other utilities are a physical safety net. So Comcast and lots of other electrical companies are kind of instating some like new 60-day policies of kind of free hotspots for people. They're not going to be disconnecting any customers or charging any late fees for people. And they're offering new packages for people who maybe weren't customers before who need access in a new way now. And they're doing that for free for up to 60 days as of a couple weeks ago. So a lot more access at this point all around. And I think, you know, we're so happy to be able to stay connected to our jobs, but also to our family members and people that we care about, as well as to important information that's coming out all the time.
No kidding. And I know the traffic to KDNK.org, for example, has spiked like crazy. We have so much, you know, new information at all times. Like John and I were talking about, the news just seems like it's happening fast. We are almost out of time ourselves, Kathleen. But for folks who don't know, tell us about your regular music show on KDNK. When is it on and how can people hear it?
Yeah, absolutely. You can tune in every other Wednesday. I just was on last night, 9 to 11 p.m. It's called The Time Being. Lots of kind of lo-fi lady rockers, some dance numbers in there, too. I throw in some old time. It's a good mix, I think.
And you may recognize Kathleen's voice, even if you haven't heard her radio show, because she's done some stories for KD&K and is now helping out in covering our All Things Considered local news anchor job. So stay tuned for more from Kathleen coming up today at 4:58 and 30 seconds.
I believe that's right.
She'll be back with you guys in about half an hour.